The group, Moms Demand Action, lined up 20 chairs, each with a photo of one of the young victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre. Maggie Largay is the Tampa chapter leader.
It is possible that there is nothing that would have prevented Newtown. But what I can say is if Adam Lanza had a handgun rather than a military-style assault weapon with a high-capacity magazine, there would be more Newtown children living today because of using a handgun versus the type of weapon that he used.
2 months ago, the U.S. Senate voted down a bill introduced by Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin that would have required criminal background checks on all U.S. gun buyers. Now, with lawmakers back in their home states for a summer recess, gun control groups nationwide are trying to revive the bipartisan legislation.
91% of the citizens in this country support a background check. It is a common sense law that everyone should undergo a background check. Private sales constitute 40% of total gun sales, and 40% of those private sales are not, they do not involve background checks. It is absolutely irrational, and it needs to change. It needs to change.
The gun control debate has gained traction nationwide because of the Newtown tragedy. Parents of slain children and the daughter of the school principal who was killed trying to protect students have spoken in favor of what proponents are calling common sense legislation. Largay hopes the persistence will pay off.
We are continuing our efforts on a long-term basis to mobilize the community to take action by calling their elected officials and telling them that they're in support of the background check bill. They're in support of banning military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines with 10 rounds or over. At Newtown, Adam Lanza was able to fire off 154 bullets in less than 5 minutes. One young boy who was 6 years old, and I apologize for the graphic dialogue here, but he had 11 bullets in his body from a high-capacity magazine.
Despite intermittent rain during the rally, 24 activists waved signs to passing motorists to a barrage of honks and cheers. Pam Eliopoulos is the gun violence prevention group leader for the Tampa chapter of Organizing for Action.
I think Newtown woke everyone up, and we all realized that these kids could have been our kids, that this elementary school could have been any elementary school here in Tampa or anywhere in this country. And if we don't take sensible steps to help ensure that people who are mentally ill and help ensure that criminals don't have access to guns unfettered in this country, we're not doing the best that we can do as a nation for our children.
In April, 54 senators voted in favor of the bill, while 46 voted against it. If gun control advocates are to win, they'll need 60 votes, six more than they got 2 months ago. Florida's junior U.S. Senator Marco Rubio voted no. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.